Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessing, peace, and love
unity and community, remembrance and celebration. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hoodoo Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test. And one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is the celebration, the remembrance, the memorial for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This January 17th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive at high noon with the Power Lunch, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tyre, Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me here live each and every day, Monday through Friday, 12 noon, U.S. Central Standard Time for the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central, here with the Blog Talk Radio Power Lunch. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, remember to press the number 1. On your telephone keypad, this will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern as spirit and time does allow. Remember that my website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding. It's www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And let me tell you, we have been going through a powerful, powerful period. My phone has literally been ringing off the hook since Christmas, really, and has not stopped, has not ceased into the new year. And people are indeed seeking spiritual revelation and manifestation as we move forward in 2011, and they are indeed receiving. Be sure to pay attention closely to the comments and ratings as people share their personal opinion about not only the service, but the level of change and transformation that they are experiencing at this time in their lives along their personal and individual paths. And do recognize that many of the qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in the various spiritual temple groups that can be found beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King Group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And also remember to visit these powerful voices being featured in my virtual temple rooms, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, respectively. Papa Say can still be found here on Blog Talk Radio and is featured in the King's Chamber of my website, along now with Bajali Baruti and Ujat Ministries, which can also be found now featured in my King's Chamber on my website. And also visit Truth Terrorist, Queen Ifama, here on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday evenings. But she can also be found via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website, along with the priestess Gogo Nanalana Omare, Authentic Sangoma Priestess. She can be found also featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website virtually 24 hours a day. You can locate more contact information for these individuals' honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles, but also by visiting my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding. Do you just want to talk about it? Are you really ready for powerful, divine, life-changing manifestation and results? 2011 is indeed the year for moving forward, regardless of the blocks. And let us take this time as we honor and show reverence to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that we become prophetic in our individual lives, in our individual paths, and begin to move that prophecy into divine manifestation here and now at this time for our usage. We all have complaints. We all have issues. It's time to move beyond the complaints and issues and take an active role and manifesting change within ourselves, around ourselves, within each other, within and around each other. And remember that I, the Divine Prince, specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And please also know that I have several virtual temple groups within my House of the Divine Prince site. Right now, I believe we have 9 groups, 8 of them. I am managing one of them, Hoodoo Central, via the King page. Papa Say is managing, where I offer a variety of Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And let us not forget astrologers. Astrologers will be very important this year as we move forward with all the new and confusing information about the signs now changing, and of course with people's concerns about 2011 and 2012, astrology will be a hot topic, a hot area of interest this year. So please do take the time to visit House of the Divine Prince and my virtual temple groups and the various practitioners within the groups. Give them a study, give them a look over, pay attention to their activity, to their comments, to their ratings. And, of course, always when you utilize these practitioners, leave your own comment and rating and be assured that I will always grant you free follow-up minutes with me upon doing so with whatever practitioner you utilized within the House of the Divine Prince virtual temple loop. I will be forward momentarily with the astrological weather and the events of the day. Those of you who are not connected to me on Facebook, you might want to be reminded to take the time to do that. I often post various bits of information and current events and topics via my Facebook before I get a chance to post it anywhere. So that would be a great place to connect with me if you have not done so already via www.facebook.com/thedivineprince, and you want to capitalize the Divine Prince. You can also, of course, visit me here via my Blog Talk Radio profile. I do have both teen and live person call buttons via my Blog Talk Radio profile. And, of course, you can always visit me at my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I am going to take a short break, and I will be forward momentarily. Divine all blessings, peace and love, unity and community. Bar my Nico, Indora, Bar my Yako, Bar my Yakan, Da.
I go.
Thank you.
Rafia and Ashe. I would like to welcome each and every one of you gratefully, humbly, for being present with the Divine Prince here live and in archive for the Power Lunch this Monday, January 17th, as we show honor and commemoration for the life and efforts of Dr. King, but not only Dr. King, the Civil Rights Movement as a whole, and all the leaders and evolutionary, revolutionary people who stood in the gap, put themselves on the front line, put themselves in a position of leadership, often for little or no reward, often for no other reason, no greater reason than because it was the right thing to do. And they have laid a foundation and a path upon which many of us now walk and move forward in our own ministries and in our own endeavors. And indeed, it is a often isolated and lonely path to some degree. But when we commit ourselves to the mission, to the work, that illusion of isolation takes a second seat, a back position to the priorities of the day, of the cause of the movement. So let us be not only witnesses to history, but participants in history and an example for others to follow in doing, by doing, by showing our active contribution, our active gratitude for the foundations that have been laid for us, not only in civil rights, but in religious and spiritual rights and personal rights. And utilize our so-called freedom and liberty to do more than just stuff our faces and be gluttonous and be consumers of whatever, you know, industry decides to flash on TV, but be more actively involved in our own personal development, but that development of those around us. If you are blessed to be living in a community with no issues, you know, God be with you. But do something outside your community. If you are within a community that is not blessed to be operating in a perfect condition, find your place, find your role, find your effort, and move forward. No matter who may come along, who may get on board with you, we must begin to actively realize and actualize what we say we believe, what we say we truly understand, particularly those of us who stand within the community activism, grassroots spirituality, and religion format, which many of you now under the sound of my voice are. We indeed must actively live up to what we say, what we speak, what we teach, what we profess, what we proclaim, and set forth as individual leaders and individual role models to create and reshape the reality of our communities, of our homes, of our families, of our social networking groups, to be more in alignment with that which we truly believe to be true. We complain about other groups, other political parties, other political organizations, other religious organizations, but they are standing on their belief systems, their true understanding of authenticity, however we agree or disagree. So we must, too, begin to actively participate. And in the past couple of months or so, I've been talking about some new projects that I'm working out details on, writing about, formalizing off air, off the internet, so to speak, not only locally, but nationally and internationally, to really begin to come together with our efforts, our resources, and actively participate, particularly where we can make change, particularly where we can get results, begin to move where these other groups and other organizations are not moving. We must begin to actively protest, actively participate in the process in the way that we know how and in the way that we feel most empowered. And indeed, ritually, spiritually, literally, figuratively, financially, we must begin to put our words into action and move forward, put our monies into action and move forward. We hold strong opinions about calamity, about strife, about activities that go on around the world, but we tend to, particularly as Westerners, as Europeans, as Americans, and those who live in that realm of the world, we sort of sit back from a distance and are not often a part of the tragedy until it hits home, until it strikes terra firma here beneath our feet. Often within our own neighborhood do we really begin to empathize and sympathize and connect at a much deeper level. And those of us who are practicing readers, empaths, psychics, we should already be there in our activities, daily activities of connecting with spirit and taking on people's issues, both good and bad. We are already supplanting ourselves into the equation, and we must begin to do that more consciously, more actively. We've seen the March on Washington, and we've seen protests and signs and rallies, but I've had some really profound visions of ritual work making great change in society at many levels. I've seen visions of us in Marseille burning candles and lighting incense and making change in various segments of society that otherwise sort of allow someone else to take the responsibility of doing so. And particularly for those of us who are not actively participating in the quote-unquote systems, political systems, religious systems, institutions, we can formalize our own way of coming together outside these systems and within a realm of understanding that we comprehend and can operate within, and really make some profound changes. Any spiritualist, any practitioner who's ever produced results, you should already know what I'm talking about. If we can bring change in love and relationships and bring change in career and people's business path and financial path, then we should begin to make these changes and should be making these changes in Marseille for political issues, for humanitarian issues, for global issues, for environmental issues. And we must begin to do that right now and not be fearful and not hide our faces and hide our hands. The Christians don't, the Muslims don't. You know, they have their way of doing things, but, you know, they're very vocal about their active role in wanting to make some change. The Tea Party, heaven forbid. So we must really begin to put our actions into words. And for those of you who are waiting on the box, they are coming. There's been just a slight delay in some of the things that go inside the boxes, but they will be coming. I haven't forgotten about you, those who did send me the email with the addresses. I still have those on hand, so that will be coming. that will be a beginning point for us moving forward on some of these activities and sort of centralizing our energy, creating a virtual temple room for where we will work and operate to make these changes, both individually, personally, collectively, at the community level, but nationally, globally. The time indeed has come. Again, I want to welcome each and every one of you. UFO, Sister Abena Race is my non-anonymous, Queen B1, our special guest, Fire Witch, Kalahat, Divine, peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to each and every one of you present. And, of course, those of you who are present with me on the phone lines, I am grateful, always humbled, always by your presence. And at any time that you indeed have a question or comment on the phone lines, area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will attend to you as time and spirit does allow. On this Dr. King Day, we are sharing a Capricorn lunation. And I always start with the moon phase because, indeed, the moon tends to be more mutable, more changeable than sun-based energy. Not that it is not diverse, but it tends to be the moon that has the greater effect on us, elemental effect on us. So I always start with the lunation, which we are still sharing under Capricorn, and the moon is now in its gibbous phase in Gemini. Gibbous phase in Gemini. And when we talk about the various phases, we're really talking about focal points of energy. And the key words for the gibbous phase are to analyze, prepare, trust, faith. It is a time in the cycle to process the results of the actions taken during the first quarter moon phase. And during this phase, you are getting and gathering information for your next decisive move or to store away for some future reference. Give up making judgments right now. It will only lead to worry, stress, anxiety. Your knowledge right now is still yet incomplete. So we tend to focus on laughter, joy, serenity, and tranquility during the gibbous phase, but also study, resource, reference, preparation, analyze, and filter. But most importantly, to look and go within, to the center, where we believe God, Goddess, resides. All things reside. It is a law of mirrors within the macrocosmic, microcosmic understanding. To seek God, we must go within. To seek clarity and understanding, we must first find the pathway, the doorway, from within. So at this time, I want to move forward in our divine meditation and affirmation. And as always, want to loose and open divine peace and love, unity and community, serenity and tranquility. Bind that which is to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Haters and perpetrators, rast imposters, fakers, Jamaicans, liars, pacifiers, rabid rabbis and pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, poly blood-sucking politicians, and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, enslave, progress, spiritual evolution, forward motion. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for divine manifestation, and revelation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors, Gede and Engums, and all those who have gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here and now, in this time, in this moment. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and live in our lives with their divine wisdom, with presence, ancestors, known and unknown, forces seen and unseen. May we forever give them praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we manifest our most highest good here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilization, to change I and I, even me, as we now know it. As we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, work, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is most true, most real, most authentic. As we now enter the inner sanctum of Hoodoo Central, in the presence of all who stand with us, that ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine light, love, and protection. We light and illuminate our candles, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides, our heads, our protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh, spices and incense to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions. Ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection with spirit. Hear the sound and chime of harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us ever steady back into harmony, into divine rhythm, light and God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veil. For it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember who you are, prophet, prophetess, king, queen, god, goddess. You are powerful, loving, and loved, created, creative, creator, child of the God, goddess. And you are divine love, divine math, divine science, manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of the divine creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and true, and no mistake can undo God's divine handiwork in true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your wisdom, of your might. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, you inspire others to change. When you transform and manifest, you so too inspire others to transform and manifest. So be powerful, be magnificent, be light, be love. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most divine light and spark of that most perfected, authentic self. Free yourself from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And remember with me, your most perfect light body and consciousness. We are earth. We are fire. We are water. We are air, but we are becoming light. If you're having trouble remembering, fake it until you make it. You can and do have creative allowance to recreate the light and clarity you need and seek and desire right here, right now, in this divine moment. So repeat with me, I am because my creators are. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment. Say it until you make it, say it until you believe it, say it until you understand it, say it until it crystallizes and realizes right here and right now in your divine time space. Every day, in every way, I pray that divine spirit bring me in union with you, with myself, with all creation. For we are one body, one spirit, one person. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of your divine presence, my divine presence. Let me clearly perceive your light, your voice, your vibration, your guidance. Walk with me into my mysteries. Walk with me into my secrets. And replace my fears with faith, power, knowing, and understanding. Give me the capacity to abide the mysteries put along my life path. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do. I surrender my will to a higher divine will and purpose. I don't just understand, I overstand. I don't just realize, I crystallize. Allow me to feel divine presence in much in change and transformation. As in peace, tranquility, and happiness. Show me the purposes for which I have been born. Align my energy to my divine purpose. I ask, therefore I accept tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges, the challengers that develop the real me, the whole me, the most true and authentic me. Speed my evolution. Speed my revolution. Show me things energetically rather than having always have to live them out karmically through earthball physicality. We don't always have to bump our heads to learn things. We need just be still. Be spirit, be God. Observe. Take it in, hear, feel, empathize, sympathize, and then move forward in understanding. Let me learn by seeing, hearing before I manifest by doing. This is why we have an imagination, to allow us to work things out in the spirit realm before we bring them into our physical earth plane existence. We don't spend nearly enough time exploring our thoughts, exploring our minds. We eat to cover our feelings. We shop to cover our thoughts. We watch TV and do simple things to occupy our time so that we don't process the real. And indeed, the spirit is more real than anything physical, tangible within this spherical, cyclical, seasonal, relative, ever-changing earth plane dimension for which many of us are just ill-prepared to navigate. So I ask that Spirit, take away my distractions, my false voices, my illusions, my misconceptions. And that takes faith. That takes true faith. Because you have to then accept what you're shown, accept what you're given. Begin to accept what you're seeing through Spirit. And in the beginning, it will challenge what you know, what you've been taught, what you believe, what your mama believed, what your pastor and them believe, what your friends believe, until you crystallize it for yourself. So I ask that Spirit remove all my blocks to self, all my blocks to God's, even me, most importantly, me. It's very easy to shut out the world, shut out the neighbor, shut out the friend. Not so easy to shut out you and that inner voice that's always speaking, coaxing, and guiding you back into that divine reverberation that I speak about, calling you back into alignment. We all have it. Some of us have more other voices going on, and it makes it a little hard to hear through the crowd. But we all have that voice. We all have God, Goddess within, calling us back into themselves, ourselves. So I ask that Spirit show me my shadow side and what I'm here to learn, what I'm hiding from, what I'm resisting in my own growth to the next level and becoming a balanced and conscious being. Help me to develop honor, creativity, integrity, commitment, compassion, harmony, mercy, serenity, tranquility, endurance. Indeed, we will need endurance to move forward. So I call my divine Spirit back into our present divine time, space, and dimension. And I unplug my energy from people, faces, things, vortexes, black holes, into whom and unto which I have invested much time, effort, energy, and emotion. No longer finance the past or past negative, unhealthy, unhelpful energies. All things about the past aren't negative, but we don't want to exist in the past. But take that awareness, that information, that crystallization, and move it forward with us into the future. This is demonstrated by the clearest, most perfected phantom quartz specimens, the ability to keep moving forward, but retain the image, the information, the crystallization of experience, and carry it with you to the next level. Help me to remember that all the people in my life are here according to a divine and perfect plan. They're helping me fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping you to fulfill yours. So I bless, forgive, release those whom I perceive as having harmed me in any way. And I ask forgiveness and release of those I have harmed in any way. And actively, consciously move forward. I'm thankful for my life and just the package that it comes, just as it is unfolding and manifesting. I'm thankful for the many teachers, guides, inspiring people that I meet along my personal journey, my individual journey, our collective journey. And may there be divine harmony as we remember Dr. King and his legacy moving forward. I think we often oversimplify the message by focusing on black and white harmony. But I think there was a much more profound, deeper message of personal harmony and integrity that is often overlooked in our super sensitive, politically correct, socially correct society. We are extremely conscious, overtly conscious of the black-white thing, often neglecting inner consciousness, inner awareness, personal development. I think Dr. King would be rather disturbed by the lack of knowledge, the lack of awareness, the lack of utilization of that knowledge and awareness as it exists now, not just with our youth, but with our adults. Many of us don't really read anymore, don't really understand, don't comprehend, don't use a dictionary or a thesaurus or encyclopedias, and continue our lifelong education. I think elementary, primary, college, junior high, all that is a misnomer. Education is a lifelong process. Even every program has an upgrade. Every thing we do online has an upgrade. And so, too, many fields of employment, people have to go back and recoup their skills and learn what's new and do away with the old. If you haven't picked up a book since high school, since college, shame on you. Shame on you. There are many tools now that make that much easier to do. So indeed, we must continue to educate and edify self first, God's self first, and then we can move forward collectively, nationally, globally, with any sense of wholeness, balance, respect, and ability to operate with each other and around each other without all the stuff that we are dealing with right now. So indeed, let us not just think of the life and death of Dr. King, the assassination, but also our own prophethood, our own stewardship over each and every one of our ministry. You're saying, oh, well, I'm not a minister, I'm not a pastor, I'm not an imam. It doesn't need to be. Your spiritual life, your spiritual path is ministry. How you treat yourselves and others is ministry. It shows us how to live. It shows each other how to live. So indeed, we must take more responsibility, more stewardship over our life path, over our spiritual effect, not only on ourselves, but on each other, moving forward in 2011 in our lives and beyond. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being present. UFO, Shaka Impu, Sister Avena, Racism Not Anonymous, Queen B1, all of our special guests coming and going, Fire Witch, Talahat, and of course, those of you who are with me on the phone lines, we greatly, humbly, respectfully welcome each and every one of you, each and every time, each and every day that you show up to commune and share with us here at High Noon in the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince Live. and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. I want to also quickly remind you before I run out of time to check out the new Tweet This, Share This box. It's now just below the chat box where you type. And please do utilize that for me during the show, before the show, even after the show. It's a way of showing support and reminding and sharing us with others. Also, if you haven't done so already, click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player, wherever you're listening to me right now. You're streaming this through a player. There's a little red heart there that says favorite next to the RSS button. I want you to click that, make us a favorite. This will alert you to upcoming shows, show topics, special guests, guest hosts, and any of the interesting events coming here locally as well as nationally with the House of Divine Princess, who's essential. Joy and Earth Odyssey and I are sort of working on a plan right now to bring me down to the store to do more reading. So I will not only be available here at the temple, but also in the French Quarter for our tourists and our convention guests when you're in town. And to make that more convenient for you, I will be available via Joy at Earth Odyssey, EarthOdysseyNola.com, www.EarthOdysseyNola.com. I want to invite you to join me here again tomorrow at high noon for the Divine Prince Live in an archive from New Orleans and the Power Lunch here on Blog Talk Radio. And I offer each and every one of you to join me both here on Blog Talk Radio, but also on my Facebook page and via the various other social networking sites I can be connected with now, Twitter, Facebook, High Five, MySpace, Multiply. I'm on just about all of them. And if I'm not on yours, please do send me the invite, and I will be more than happy to come along. And till tomorrow, I wish each and every one of you divine love and joy, wisdom and hoodoo understanding, revelation and manifestation along your journey. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Odabo and Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be
Now you see my face. Now you see my face. You love.
Love me, yeah.